Players for the U.S. women's national soccer team are demanding equal pay. The entire team filed a federal class action lawsuit today against the U.S. Soccer Federation. The players allege they faced gender discrimination, including being paid less than their male counterparts. This lawsuit comes just 3 months before the team will defend its title at the Women's World Cup. So far, no comment from the U.S. Soccer Federation. And now, a story about baseball. A guy who collects baseball cards and a family trying to find and collect lost memories. Matthew Stock from NPR's Only a Game has the story.
Growing up, Matthew Christian loved collecting baseball cards.
I was one of those kids that just, you know, would nag and nag and nag until, you know, my mom or somebody would buy me those baseball card packs. I probably have around, I'd say 50,000 baseball cards.
Matthew's now 40, but his love for baseball cards hasn't faded. This year, he started his own business, a network for card collectors. People message him, and he tracks down the cards they're looking for. A few months ago, Matthew was at his house in Montana, going through his inbox, when he saw a message from a man named Patrick Friel in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, I'm looking for my son's cards. And I didn't recognize the name quite at first. And I said, well, you know, where'd they go? I'm thinking, okay, who took his son's cards and where'd they go? You know, what do you mean?
Before long, Matthew realized that Patrick wasn't looking for his son's missing collection. He was looking for cards of his son, Ryan Friel, a former Major League Baseball player with a reputation for leaving it all on the field.
Friel gives chase, dives in front of the camera well, and hangs on.
He wanted to get out there and kick butt. Reckless abandon. He'd go bounce off of walls if he could catch the ball.
That's Patrick, Ryan's father. He says fans would chant Friel for Real every time his son sacrificed his body to make a spectacular play. But this all-out hustle came with consequences. Ryan was diagnosed with at least 10 concussions during his baseball career. And with head injury after head injury, Ryan's health got worse. Patrick says Ryan became forgetful and irritable after he retired in 2010. He battled depression and alcoholism, and on December 22, 2012, Ryan took his own life. He was 36 years old. After his death, Ryan was diagnosed with CTE, a condition that can cause the brain to deteriorate.
His brain, it looked like a Dalmatian puppy. It had black marks all over it.
Ryan's three daughters were very young when their father died, so Patrick decided to create a special way for them to remember their dad, which is why he contacted Matthew Christian.
He said, my son died tragically too young, and I'm looking for his baseball cards for my three granddaughters. I said, you know what, Mr. Friel? I've seen all kinds of generous things that the sports card community has done for other people. I know they're going to step up and help this cause.
Matthew sent out messages to a few private collectors on Facebook, asking them to send him their Ryan Friel cards. He planned to send them to Patrick. In the meantime, he dug through his own collection.
And I could not find a single one, unfortunately.
Out of 50,000 cards, you didn't have a single one?
I didn't have a single Ryan Friel card.
But a fellow collector shared Matthew's post on Twitter, and others joined the search. Hundreds of others. Matthew remembers the first envelope that came in the mail.
At first, it was actually packaged with not enough postage. I think I owed the mailman like $2.60 or something. It was a plain white envelope, and it was just a stack of cards, I think, with a rubber band around them.
The cards kept coming in. At one point, Matthew was receiving 15 packages a day, some from as far away as Honduras. Most of the cards were commonplace, but others, like a shimmering, one-of-a-kind card he received, would make an avid collector's eyes light up.
They made one of this card, and that is it. It's the golden ticket, probably his highest value card, if I had to guess. And somebody was willing to send that and donate it to the family. So, pretty incredible.
Along with the cards and the memorabilia, people have also written personal letters to the Friel family, sharing fond memories of Ryan's playing days and admiration for the player who gave his all to baseball.
Humanity can be awesome, and in this case, it is another case of it.
In mid-August, Ryan's father, Patrick, received a box in the mail, postmarked from Montana.
Well, it came in, and my God, was it heavy. At least 30 or 40 pounds. Oh, my God, I've never seen so many cards. 250 different cards times 20 to 30 each. There was some there I didn't even know about.
Over the past few months, Patrick has sorted the cards into three identical binders, one for each of his granddaughters. He wants to ensure that his son's legacy is passed on. He says he couldn't have done it without Matthew Christian's help. And Matthew plans to pass on every keepsake honoring Ryan's memory.
I don't plan to keep one card.
Even to just commemorate this whole endeavor that you've been on?
Nope. Not at all. Really, I just want to see the smile on the girls' faces. That's it.
For Here and Now, I'm Matthew Stock.